The Colville tribe has convinced the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to help keep a daily ferry crossing the Columbia River this spring. In Northeast Washington State, correspondent Emily Schwing explains.
Lake Roosevelt is the largest reservoir on the U.S. side of the Columbia River. This time of year, the Army Corps makes room in that reservoir for runoff from Canada. That forces a yellow and blue ferry called the Columbian Princess to temporarily shut down. But in April, heavy rains caused flooding and road washouts on the Colville Reservation, and the ferry crossing was one of the only ways to get around.
So the ferry boat's always been something that we've needed.
The ferry's maintenance man, Mark Hoffman, says the boat carries vehicles all day long with fuel, food, medical supplies.
You know, we have a clinic up here, so the doctors, you know, doctors are coming in. The schools are, you know, kids are going back and forth, so that's a commute.
The river crossing at Inchelum takes less than 10 minutes. The drive around takes at least 2 hours. Managers are now concerned about how much runoff could come from Canada. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.